Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. The stories today were in Elgin newspapers on July 21st, 1921. A swimming pool and a playground for Lord's Park. Sentiments for these propositions were strongly expressed last night at a gathering of some 50 businessmen at the City Hall, called at the instance of C.M. Buell and others to organize a committee to take action on the question of additional bathing facilities for Elgin. A committee of five was appointed to determine ways and means for a swimming pool and playgrounds for the park. A campaign for funds for a pool may be started shortly among the fathers of the city. The idea was expressed that fathers, recalling the old swimming hole, would be glad to donate $5 back, making a sum which would form the nucleus of a larger swimming pool fund. All of the speakers of last night, with the exception of Mayor Arwin E. Price, spoke in favor of a swimming pool. "I don't believe in a swimming pool at Lord's Park," the mayor said. "Lord's Park is not the place for a pool. There isn't enough water there, in the first place, and in the second place, a great many people object to looking at girls in bathing suits, to looking at young ladies who are out to show their build. This cold water, thrown by the city's chief executive, did not dampen the ardor of the swimming pool enthusiasts, however." The mayor's talk received no applause. After a week's hunt for William Johnson, during which time he had been caught twice and has escaped, he was finally caught this morning by Arthur Dusty Hint, driver of a yellow cab. After a chase through Fountain Square, Johnson made a dash down Grove Avenue. The sensational chase ended after Hint had followed Johnson up the alley between Chicago and DuPage Streets. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.